Zombies are most commonly known as reawoken human corpses with a hankering for brains, and have long been centre stage of both films and nightmares alike. While the dead are unlikely to rise anytime soon, could anything make the living behave like zombies? There's been a mixed response on Facebook, with Rachel saying, "I hope not, I'd be the first to go," and Dante speculating that the Pentagon has a panic room as a precaution in case of a zombie outbreak. This was all getting out of hand, so I recruited two experts to help this week to look at both viral and parasitic possible causes. Dr. Susie English from the Department of Pathology at Cambridge University explains the main viral threat.
Classic fictional zombies infect their victims through bites. This may be inspired by a real-life group or genus of viruses called lyssaviruses, commonly known for causing rabies. Once bitten, rabies infects the central nervous system. Symptoms include confusion, aggression, and a characteristic fear of water. Rabies is associated with a very large concentration of virus in saliva, leading to a high risk of transmission from bites, licks, and scratches. It has a 100% mortality rate once symptoms begin, which is why there's been immense fear of rabies across time and cultures.
So it's plausible in a viral sense, but what about zombies caused by parasites? Khalil Thurlaway is an immunology PhD student from Nottingham University.
There are already lots of parasites that are experts at taking control of their hosts. Take the zombie ant fungus, for example, Ophiocordyceps. An ant comes into contact with fungal spores, which germinate and grow through the ant's exoskeleton. Through mechanisms that we don't yet fully understand, the fungus takes control of the host and forces it to climb up a plant stem and clamp onto a leaf stalk. Having locked the ant's jaws shut, the parasite grows throughout the host's body, producing antimicrobial chemicals to stop the body rotting. When the fungus has totally consumed the ant's insides, the fruiting body bursts out of the ant's head and spreads the next generation of spores, ready to infect more unsuspecting ants.
Ugh, terrifying stuff. But say a virus or parasite like this did exist, could it really wipe us out?
Well, researchers have looked at Hollywood depictions of zombie apocalypses to model pandemics of new emerging viruses. One 2009 study made headlines by explicitly using a light-hearted approach to play out various scenarios, including whether or not to quarantine infected human hosts who have not yet turned into zombies. According to their research, a zombie outbreak could lead to the collapse of civilization as we know it.
But is it feasible that a zombie-like disease could emerge in the first place?
No, it's not likely. There's no currently known virus that produces zombie-like qualities.
It might, however, be possible to engineer such a disease using the new discipline of synthetic biology.
I hope that allays your fears, Stephen. Zombies are probably going to stay science fiction. Although, I think I'll try and get a pass to the Pentagon's panic room, just in case. Thanks to Susie English and Khalil Thurlaway for those answers. Next week, we'll be scanning the horizons to answer Eleanor's question.
Why do so many people enjoy looking at views?
Any psychologists out there who can help us with the answer, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, you can find us on Facebook, you can tweet @nakedscientists, or you can join in the debate on our forum. That's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Well, that just about wraps things up for this week. Many thanks to Georgia Mills for production. So our Mars series draws to a close next week, and we want to know from you, should we go, could we go, and would you go? We'll be asking whether we can ethically, financially, and scientifically justify a trip there. Drop us a line, chris@thenakedscientist.com. We want to hear from you about your thoughts on life on Mars. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University, and it's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC, and Rolls-Royce. I'm Kat Arney, and thank you for listening.